BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to The Archer's Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
It's great, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello.
The trees are very atmospheric.
Yeah, we won't get the full effect till it's completely dark.
Well, that won't be long now the clocks have changed.
No.
I've dropped more beef off at the orangery.
Thanks, David.
Gareth says you're expecting a busy week.
Yeah, let's hope so. Who knows, Lower Loxley needs the business.
You're lighting up the treetop walk as well?
Most of the grounds will be lit by Wednesday, the official start of Spookalicious Gardens.
Ah, right. Well, that's when Ruth and I are coming. With Pip and Rosie, of course.
Thanks.
I think the whole family's coming at some point or other. It's on for three nights?
Four. We finish on Saturday.
All right. Well, it's a brilliant idea for Halloween half-term.
We've lit up the gardens before. But Geraldine thought if we bring in a few actors as well and have some spooky effects.
Not too spooky, I hope.
No. More Harry Potter than anything really scary.
Oh, good.
Without an alcohol licence, we have to push the family appeal hard.
Yeah, because I don't think Rosie would like big frights.
Oh, the Cruck Barn's the only place you might want to avoid.
Oh?
If you come early, there's a lantern-making workshop, but then it turns into Dracula's den.
Oh. No, well, not sure where she stands on vampires. It's the brightly coloured trees we're bringing her for. She loves anything like that.
Does she?
Yeah. Ruth and I were babysitting yesterday. I kept entertaining her for hours, shining a pencil torch on the ceiling.
It's nice.
Yeah, and Rosie liked it as well. Woo! What was that?
It's one of the effects.
That's excellent.
Freddie would have loved helping create a soundscape.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Mum said Friday didn't quite go the way you hoped.
It was so frustrating. John Melthorpe couldn't have been kinder.
Is he one of the legal people Anna mentioned?
Yeah, if only I'd gone to him sooner.
Is there nothing he can do?
No. He said we've no chance of getting an extension to apply for appeal. So, that's that.
Well.
He was so interested in Freddie, David. I'm sure if I'd gone to him first, he could have done something for us.
Did he say that?
Well, I just got the feeling from him. But instead, I wasted my time on people who didn't believe we had a chance. I've really let Freddie down, haven't I?
That's the only disadvantage of a long afternoon at my mum's.
What's that, Grandad?
Having to check on the Anguses when it's almost dark.
They were a great lunch, though.
I shouldn't have been so greedy with the Yorkshire puds.
They were fantastic.
Oh, is the gate secure, Johnny?
Yep, solid.
I can never resist. I always regret it afterwards.
She'll be pleased when Auntie Chris comes home.
Yeah. Mum doesn't like rattling around in the lodge on her own.
She's always got Hilda for company.
Oh, don't mention that blessed cat.
It weren't a bad scratch this time, was it?
Oh, I've had worse.
There's some work to do, isn't there? Making the place ready for Auntie Chris.
I offered to put up some grab rails.
Yeah, I heard, but I think Grandma Peggy wants it done properly. Oh. I mean, if she's getting ramps and all the rest of it put in.
She still hasn't found anyone to do it how she'd like, and Christine could be back in a fortnight.
That's not long.
Oh. Oh, did you send a text in the end?
To Lily. Eventually, yeah.
Well done.
It's really hard knowing what to say. I don't want to panic her about Elizabeth.
Of course not.
I might have just caught her on a bad day.
We all have those.
I suggested Lily check in sometime soon, without saying I was worried. That sound okay?
Spot on. You've got a very wise head on your shoulders, Johnny.
I don't know about that.
Well, you have. Which is why I'm more than happy for you and Helen to make a decision without me tomorrow.
Please don't keep saying it, Elizabeth. It's not true.
It is! I've handled everything so badly.
You could not have done any more for Freddie.
Yeah, except get him released.
You've been like a terrier with a bone for weeks. You simply haven't stopped.
Yeah, and it hasn't done him any good, has it?
Yeah, but that's not your fault. No mother could have done more than you have. Stop being so hard on yourself. We simply have to accept that we've hit a legal dead end and refocus
David, our... look, even if Freddie doesn't get himself into trouble whilst he's in prison, he's still going to be locked up for at least another 5 months.
Now, I know that seems a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. I know he was stupid and has to be punished, but over 150 more days and nights... In such a horrible place with such dangerous people, what's it going to do to him?
Or you could look at it another way. He's already survived a month.
Yeah, only just. Johnny says it's making him utterly miserable.
No one is pretending it's going to be easy, but Freddie's got enough grit to see it through. And with his whole family to support him, especially his mum...
Yeah, he won't let me though, will he? Or Lily. He hasn't let us visit for weeks.
I know, that must be awful.
He thinks I'm interfering.
Or he's trying to protect you.
You know who's going up next week? Shula.
Yeah, I did hear something.
I can't bear it, David. And she'll be able to see him and talk to him, find out what's happening, and I can't.
Oh, Elizabeth.
No, I'm fine.
At least she'll be able to tell you what's going on.
It's all right, I don't need you fussing.
Just the thing to cheer you up.
Honestly, I'm okay. In fact, it's helped slightly having so much to do this afternoon.
Good.
Though I still haven't decided where we're putting the face painting stall.
Poof. Face painting, a treasure trail and Dracula's den. You're spoiling us.
Well, it's all thanks to Geraldine. And she's arranged for the Fantastic Four to perform.
Their group?
Actors, not musicians.
Oh. Right.
Most of the time they'll be lurking in the grounds and then suddenly spring to life.
Glad you warned me.
But at 8 o'clock each night, they're performing a spine-chilling tale on the treetop walk.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Geraldine saw them last year at Bearfield Manor. She says they're excellent.
Well, we'll have to make sure we stay on for that.
Is Ben coming with you?
Doubt it. Not very cool, is it, hanging around with the parents at Halloween?
That won't bother him.
Well, I'll mention it, but he's probably got something lined up with Rory already.
Oh, yeah.
They're like magnets, those two. They're virtually inseparable once Rory's back on holiday.
Nice, they get on so well.
Yeah. Ben went straight over after lunch. They're probably tucked away in Rory's room now, hunched over their games consoles.
Punch it! Punch it, Roars!
Right, foot off. Here we go.
I've got the handbrake.
Right, back on the gas.
You beauty!
See? Not just a Yui, a full... 360?
I can't see anything.
Where's the mud come from, Ben?
Use the wipers.
Where are they?
Straighten! Straighten! Straighten!
And brake! That was the best one yet.
My turn, Rose.
Okay.
Come on, swap over.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Better wind the window down, Rose.
Are you coming in or going straight back home?
I'll probably dive off, Grandad. Oh, excuse.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, result.
Good news.
Lily, thanks for letting her know. She's on it. Oh,
you've done your job then.
Yeah.
Now, before you go, you won't forget what I've said about the farm visit tomorrow.
Ask about the calving interval?
Well, there's that, but...
It wants to be as close to a year as possible.
Yes, that's a good indicator the herd's fertility's in order. We don't want stock from somewhere there's a problem.
Got it. And make sure I see them moving.
Yeah, I know we're not taking delivery till next spring, but if I was going with you, I'd want to make sure the breeder keeps an eye on their feet.
Don't worry. I've had that drummed into me often enough, here and at college.
And take a close look at some udders.
I will.
Montbelliards have got a good name for being mastitis resistant, but like everything, there's variation from one farm to the next.
Why don't you come with us, Grandad?
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want to be trekking all the way to Stafford.
Oh, you'd enjoy it when you get there.
I'm quite happy staying here, thank you. This is for you and Helen to take care of.
You sure?
You'll be running the herd most of the time. She'll be processing the milk, so you're the ones to decide if this is the right place to buy from.
So you're not worried we're going to make a complete mess of it?
I have every confidence in both of you. Why shouldn't I?
That's right. Know where you are.
Well, it's rather dark to see clearly.
Huh. Right by some of the best roosts in Spitfire. Hear any birds? Well... Do you?
I see what you mean.
Ben?
No.
The holly tree should be full of pheasants. But there aren't any, because you've scared them off.
We're so sorry, Will.
Never mind churning the track up as well. This is where I bring the guns in.
It's our bad, Will. We've been muppets, haven't we, Ben?
Yeah, we're sorry.
I thought at least you'd know better, Rory. You're beating for us Wednesday, aren't you?
Yes, I've been incredibly stupid.
Spitfire's normally one of our best drives.
Yeah, Dad says it's his favourite.
Now I'll have to spend time I haven't got dogging in the birds again.
I'm a total idiot.
Yes, you are.
And Dad always says how hard you work keeping the chute in order. If I had half a brain, I'd have remembered that. We'd have gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
Look, I do get it. I know what a buzz is blasting round off-road. Me and my brother weren't exactly angels at your age.
That's still no excuse for coming up here and making trouble for you.
We nearly went the other way when we were at the substation.
The substation? You were out on the road.
Yeah, good one, Ben.
I thought you'd come on the track through the woods.
Not all the way.
We weren't on the road for long.
You shouldn't have been on there at all. No licence, no insurance. You could have killed someone.
Yes, it was incredibly stupid of us.
Oh, well, when I thought you stayed off-road, I was going to settle this ourselves. But if you've been driving through Ambridge...
Not far.
Excuse me?
Will's right. We're totally in the wrong. No excuses.
Oh, I'll have to tell your parents about it.
Oh, no.
Well, you haven't given me any choice.
Fair enough. You go ahead, tell my dad, but... look, any chance of leaving Ben's parents out of it?
What? Why?
Well, because it's entirely my fault. Home farm, 4x4. I did all the driving. He's only a passenger.
Oh, he shouldn't have got in.
He didn't want to. I had to persuade him. Honestly, so I should take the rap.
Mum and Dad will kill me.
How are you getting it back?
Oh, off-road all the way. Not a sniff of tarmac. Or any of the other drives.
You better keep to that.
Oh, we will. And you'll leave Ben out of it?
For now.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, thanks.
Now get going before I change my mind.
On our way. See you Wednesday morning, if you still want me.
Make sure you're here in good time.
Will do.
Thanks for, you know, getting me out of it.
No worries.
That was pretty amazing.
Daddy says you're a wonderful keeper.
Talking like you're Prince Harry or someone.
Yeah. That's what ridiculously high school fees are for. Where are we going next?
Straight back to your place, aren't we?
Don't be a wuss, Ben. Will is a top, top man. But it's still early. We are just getting started.
Doing the same as us, isn't she, Helen?
Well, keeping her herd out on grass as long as possible.
Don't blame her with the price of feed now.
It's obviously working for her. They look in very good condition.
Definitely. Shall we be heading back to the yard?
Is that where we're meeting up again?
Shelley said she'd be by the in-calf heifers.
Oh, okay. So, what do you make of the Monties?
Great. I reckon Grandad's going to be pleased.
Let's hope so, Johnny.
Some of these are in the 12th lactation. He's got to like that.
Now we might finally win him away from his beloved Frisians.
What did Shelley say she gets per cow? 8,000?
8,500 litres a year, on average.
It's not bad.
Not when it's mostly from forage.
I say let's just go for it. Confirm the order when we see her.
Well, after one last look at the in-calf heifers, we want to be certain we haven't missed anything.
Oh, yeah, of course, but then there's no need to hang around, is there?
All right. I know when I'm getting the hurry up. What are you in such a rush to get back for?
And that's the last of them, Geraldine.
Marvellous. All the pumpkins a woman could ever want.
Ah, perfect for Halloween lanterns.
So, are we paying Bridge Farm, Tom?
No, they're a veg co-op. I only grew a few of them, but it was easiest for me to deliver.
I'll see to it as soon as I get back to the office.
Cheers. Yeah, want me to move them into the crop barn before I go?
No. No, they'd only get in the way. I haven't finished hanging my bats up yet.
Oh, bats?
So this is going to be Dracula's den.
Oh, good job I didn't bring any garlic.
Geraldine? Oh, hello, Tom.
Hiya.
Have we taken out the bodging display?
The events team cleared it this morning.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, I only just remembered.
All sorted, Elizabeth. Now, I started the den making.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It all looks very intriguing. Might come and see Spookalicious Gardens myself.
Yeah, you should.
It's going to be frightful family fun.
Isn't that clever? Geraldine thought of it.
Oh, yes.
Only out of desperation.
It's on all our promo stuff.
Excellent. Right then.
Tom, tell Helen she must bring Henry and Jack. They'll have a great time.
Lee says it isn't a proper karate class. Just a fun session to keep the children fit during half term. Henry's really looking forward to it.
Oh.
Still can't find it?
No, I reckon it fell off while we were looking at the Montbelliards.
Oh, that's a shame.
It doesn't matter. I'll get another poppy when I call in the shop tomorrow.
No doubts about our deal?
None at all. What about you?
Idiot. Fool bee.
Flash him.
It's too late. No, I think we should definitely go ahead. 10 from Shelley, source the rest direct from France, if we can, after Brexit. Should be a good mix.
I'm glad we came. You hear different things about the temperament, don't you?
Shelley says she's always found hers easy to manage.
Yeah, they seem real docile.
Think you'll be able to cope with them?
Totally. I can't wait.
Be a few months yet.
I know. Assuming Grandad doesn't change his mind first.
Ah, you won't do that.
Not when I tell him about the calving interval.
Yeah, I was more impressed by the percentage of protein and butterfat in the milk.
Just right for cheese making.
Should be.
Isn't it worth turning off, going the back ways, Helen?
Probably not. There's always a bottleneck here. It usually clears quickly.
I know, only...
You want to be back in time to get changed?
I can't go out like this, can I?
Well, why not? You're not mucky. You've had it easy this afternoon.
Yeah, I know, but I want to look all right.
Yeah, who's going to the Young Farmers Club night with you?
Josh and just a couple of mates from college.
Uh-huh. Anyone I know?
Sean, Kieran and Lou.
Nice looking, Lou.
You could call her that, I suppose.
I see.
She's only a mate.
Yeah, I believe you. Right, here we go.
Josh said he'd see if Ben wanted to come and all. When Rory's home, thick as thieves.
Oh yeah.
Evening.
Finished work already, Hannah?
It's not a crime to get home at 5 o'clock.
I'm not saying it is. Yeah, want a coffee?
Yeah, go on then. You're not exactly clocking up overtime yourself, Tom.
Oh, I'm only just in. I've been on the go since 6.
Yeah, says you.
Pulling turnips and swedes, shifting arcs, dropping pumpkins off at Lower Loxley.
Oh, someone remembered to wind you up this morning.
Oh, then I had to meet a buyer in Borchester.
Is that what the suit's for?
Never hurts when you're trying to sell kefir.
Well, I've had a hard day as well, thanks for asking. I'm only in early because I had to take Neil home. He couldn't drive himself.
Oh, why not?
He's done his back in.
Ouch. How?
Lifting a pallet in the feed store. He couldn't straighten up again, the silly idiot.
You're all heart.
We should keep his neb out of it and stay in the office instead of running around doing everyone else's jobs for them.
You didn't say that to him, did you?
What do you think?
I wouldn't put it past you.
I told him to look after himself and take as much time off as he needs. Barrow will survive without him for a few days.
It will with you in charge.
It didn't seem worth going in again after that. Is Johnny home?
Not yet.
So the house is empty?
Why?
My eyes must be going funny, but you don't look too bad in that suit.
Ah.
I'm with finishing early. I'm not wiped out for once.
Right.
When you've made the coffees, fancy taking them upstairs?
Sorry to disappear. I was trying to get back to her.
Lily?
Yeah, she's not picking up. Must be in a lecture or something.
Isn't it too late for that?
Well, whatever students do at this sort of time. She left a voicemail earlier.
It'll be money. Or she wants her washing done.
What?
Those are the only reasons I ever contacted my mum from college.
It wouldn't really work for Manchester, would it? Not washing.
No.
And Lily didn't sound as though she wanted anything. She just said she was okay and hoped I'm okay.
Well, that's all right then.
Thought I'd love to be able to do more for her. For Freddie too, of course, but they're so far away.
So, you wanted to see where we are with the Hunt Ball?
Oh, yes.
I've printed off some possible menus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the ham and duck.
No, it's the font we're deciding on.
Oh, yes.
I believe there were one or two grumbles the last time we held it here.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's quite nice. Mm. Oh, says that. What do you think, Geraldine?
Perhaps go with Ariel?
Yes, all right.
Ah, and we need to know what's happening with complimentaries.
Do we?
So Rafe keeps trying to add names to the list, but that's not our responsibility, is it?
No.
The Hunt has to cover the cost themselves if they want to invite guests.
Yeah, of course they do.
Perhaps Oliver could make that clear to him.
It's a good idea.
Would you be able to say something to him?
What I can do, though I've so much else to think about.
You'd rather I did.
Is that all right?
I can always check about seating arrangements while I'm about it.
OK, you call them then.
Right. I'll add it to my list. After I've spoken to the caterers, settled who's stewarded on the night...
Is this the grand plan for Deck the Hall?
So only provisionally. I thought I'd better draw something up. It'll be on us before we know it.
Oh, the rink.
Already done?
What, you've ordered it?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, well done. Wouldn't be much of a winter wonderland without a rink.
No, and I've asked the Hollerton Silver Band to let us know their availability.
Oh, I usually do that, don't I? I'm sorry. I forgot.
No problem.
I can't thank you enough, Geraldine. You've been tremendous, organising everything lately.
Well, you've had a lot of other things to deal with.
I hadn't realised quite how much I've left you to do.
You've done what you can. You've been very helpful with Spookalicious Gardens.
Well, it wasn't difficult, putting out a couple of press releases.
And transferring the deposit to the actors while I was off.
Was I supposed to do that?
How can anyone make so much noise getting ready to go out?
I know.
I thought Johnny was drowning a cat when he had a shower.
He likes singing.
Good job we hadn't disappeared upstairs when he came in.
Yeah.
You'd think we're obsessed.
I wasn't in the mood anyway.
Oh, thanks. My slim-fit overall's not doing it for you anymore.
I can't get my mind off Jazza.
Don't be daft, Tom.
It was so awkward today. No chat while we were working. Wouldn't even look at me. Just yes and no whenever I asked him something.
Well, that's his own lookout.
See you later.
Oh, have a good time, Johnny.
Drink one for me.
Will do.
Oh, he could knock a bull over with that much body spray.
I don't like seeing him so down.
Jazza's all grown up now. I spelled it out to him, in big letters. He's a friend, and that's all he's ever going to be.
Well, he doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Oh, what is wrong with you men?
I didn't realise he'd take it so badly.
It's nothing to do with him.
I know, but we've been mates for years.
Look, I don't appreciate the pair of you butting heads over me, like I'm a drop lottery ticket. But I can see it bothers you, and I wish it didn't. I just wonder...
What?
Well, maybe you're not such great mates after all. For him to ditch you over something so stupid. If you were, surely one of you would do something about it.
I've made us some tea.
Thanks.
You should have gone home long ago.
It's all right.
You must get off once you've had this. Leave the rest to me. Now, who do I need to get in touch with?
No one.
What, you think it's too late?
No. Touch wood. We're out of jail. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it doesn't matter. What do you mean?
So, the Fantastic Four cried off when they didn't receive the deposit.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot to transfer it.
But their producer knew someone in another company who'd had a booking cancelled.
Oh, and what, can they step in?
Well, that's what I rang to ask. So, there are only three of them, not long out of drama school, with ghost stories a speciality.
And did you tell them what we want?
Well, I gave them a quick rundown, and they can't do Wednesday and Thursday. But they can manage Friday and Saturday. A spooky statues in the ground, wizards and witches, that kind of thing.
OK.
Then Jess, that's who I was talking to, said they do a sort of Halloween illusion or sketch or something that he thinks will be perfect for the treetop walk.
So what do you think?
So I'm afraid I've more or less agreed to book them.
Oh.
We're not going to find anyone else this late, are we?
No.
I said I'd like to consult you first, but Jess said someone else was interested in them for Saturday, so I thought better play safe.
Yeah, quite right.
I didn't want to lose them.
I'd have done exactly the same, Geraldine. And Friday and Saturday are bound to be our busiest nights.
That's what I thought.
We'll simply have to rely on lights and sounds to make Wednesday and Thursday spookalicious.
So I did have an idea about that, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh, go on.
When it looked like we weren't going to have any actors, I texted all of our volunteer guides, the ones running the treasure hunt, who are going to be dressed up anyway.
Oh, of course.
I asked if any of the others wanted to spookify themselves, then hide in the bushes or haunt the herb garden.
Or jump out by the orangery.
I haven't had a response from everyone yet, but it's starting to look quite promising. See?
Oh,
trust Bert to be the first to text back. You were a genius, Geraldine.
Well, it seemed worth a try.
Forgetting to transfer the deposit is starting to feel like a blessing in disguise.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, why not? Thanks to you, Spookalicious Gardens looks like it's going to be absolutely sensational.
It's not just the bale grab, Josh.
Yes, okay.
The spreader shouldn't be here, or the manure forks.
They'll be gone in a few days, Mum.
We haven't got a few days. Linda's rehearsing in here on Thursday.
The pantomime's more important than my business.
The Canterbury Tales isn't a pantomime.
I was going to start fixing them up in here.
That's what the workshop's for.
Well, I've got a cultivator in there at the moment.
Josh, you can't just dump bits of kit randomly all over the farm.
We agreed I could keep my stock here.
Yeah, but not that you could take over the farm. Can't you keep it all in one place?
It's not that bad.
You've practically filled the barn.
Come on, you're exaggerating. And now I'm paying my way.
After a fashion.
The barn was standing empty a lot of the time.
Except for our generators. The trailer your father couldn't get in because the spreader's blocking the entrance.
Oh, yeah. I had to leave it in a hurry.
And it's also been used for rehearsals between now and Christmas. So I'm afraid the grab and all the rest have to go.
Okay. I'll shift them after lunch.
Thanks. Only...
What?
Don't forget what else is happening this afternoon.
See what Grandad's doing, Rosie.
Hey, give me a chance, will you?
He's feeding the sheep.
All right, go on then, get stuck in.
They're like you, aren't they? Always hungry.
Blimey, I thought they were going to have me over again for a minute.
So did I. Well, that would have been funny, wouldn't it?
No, it would not, Pip. How's Rosebud doing?
Very well.
She likes coming to see the sheep, don't you, Rosie?
She's in a good mood today.
She's always in a good mood without Grandad.
She had a lovely long sleep last night.
Oh, well done.
So did I.
Yeah, you are looking pretty chipper.
It makes such a difference when Toby stays over.
Oh, well, whatever works for you.
Did you manage to see Neil this morning?
Yeah.
How's he getting on?
Well, I'm not sure I should have called in, to be honest.
Oh, why not?
Well, by the time he'd hobbled to the door to let me in and then hobbled back to his chair...
Really that bad?
He looked terrible. He claimed his back's much better since Dr. Young gave him an injection and some tablets, but he looked in agony to me.
Oh, the poor guy.
Well, doesn't help that he's in a lather about Barrow. He hates taking time off work.
Well, there's no point going in if he's in pain.
Well, he can't see it. And he's even more anxious about the bell ringing for the armistice anniversary.
Oh, what have you seen?
He's determined to recover in time.
Oh, it's the bird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now, when I got back, Bert wanted to show me his troll costume.
What?
Not a pretty sight.
What's he got a troll costume for?
He's hired it from Borchester Fancy Dress for Spookalicious Gardens.
Oh, are they dressing up, are they?
Well, they are now, he says. Yeah, there was some sort of mix-up with the actors, so Geraldine sent out an SOS.
It should be entertaining.
Yeah. And there's a rumour that Edgar Titcomb is going to be a living statue.
What a thought.
It's terrifying. At least until he puts his goblin makeup on.
Well, it's the lights we're looking forward to, isn't it, Rosie?
Well, from what I saw on Sunday, she's going to love it. And I'll tell you what else is good about Spookalicious Gardens.
The treasure trail?
No, it's what it's doing for your Aunt Elizabeth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's giving her something else to think about.
We're taking her mind off Freddy.
Yeah. Mum rang her last night. Said some of the old spark was coming back.
That's encouraging.
Yeah. So, you're going to carry on with your walk, or do you want to lift down?
Oh, we'll come down with you, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
I want to get something to eat before this meeting.
Oh, yeah. That.
You coming in for lunch, Jazz?
No.
Oh, come on. Why not?
Better things today.
Oh, you're not seriously going for a run now?
Aye.
In your break? You haven't had anything to eat?
I've had an energy bar.
Cheers, sir.
Excuse me, Tom. Set myself goals. I don't want to miss them.
Don't be ridiculous. Jazza! Oh, we're talking shepherd's pie?
Wrong sort of carbs.
Look, I know why you're doing this.
Training for the marathon.
Oh, not just avoiding me.
Oh, no. I kind of got enough of being stabbed in the back.
Oh, mind if I come with you?
Free country, if you can take the pace.
Seems very gentle so far.
I'm warming up. As soon as the hamstrings give the okay, you'll no see me for dust.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. I really wish I hadn't been so tactless about Hannah.
Don't want to talk about it.
Handled it all wrong on Friday.
Step length and stride frequency. Afterburners on. See it.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a bit more than that to leave me behind. You're not exactly Usain Bolt, Jez.
I'm not a sprinter. Yeah, Mo Farah.
Oh, yeah?
It's about stamina. Putting in the miles.
Well, how far are you going?
Right around the lagoons and back.
Oh.
And they run for a lightweight, so if you want to drop it now...
Lightweight? Yeah, we'll see about that.
Is she sleeping?
Yeah, monitor's on, so... Where were we?
We were wishing the milk output figures made better reading.
A 20% drop for the past 2 months is very disappointing.
We know why it's happened.
Well, yeah, a big part of it goes back to the drought.
The herd needed supplementary feeding a lot earlier than normal.
Mm. The lack of grass means they're not in the shape they should be for this time of year.
So, the question is, how do we improve the cow's body condition?
Surely it's how do we up the yield again?
Well, that's more or less the same thing, really. I mean, we're not making the money we thought we'd be making, and with the new parlour to pay for soon...
We're heading for cash flow problems. Yeah.
There's no wriggle room with the parlour?
No, there isn't, because there are penalties built in for any delay in going ahead.
We need it installed while the cows are dried off on their winter break anyway.
Oh, yeah. It'd be much trickier to fit it in around milking twice daily.
OK, we need more cash flow. Let's buy in more concentrate and up the milk yield.
I did wonder about increasing our overdraft.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I mean, the parlour's pushing us further into the red as it is.
Why don't we dry the cows off early and cut our feed costs?
Mm. Pip, producing even less milk means even less income. How's that help?
Well, yeah, we'd take a short-term hit.
Glad you noticed.
But if the herd dries off now, they'll be in better shape for calving next spring, which means a better lactation and more money then.
Except if they've built up too much weight having a longer break...
I mean, bigger calves, more problems being born...
Then you're looking at vets' bills, maybe losing the mothers.
It's quite a risk.
Which is why we should do what I said, buy in more concentrate to boost the yields now.
Yeah, have you seen feed prices lately, Josh?
Yeah, I know they're not great.
Loads of people are in the same position as us. It's a seller's market.
We have considered it, but if we buy in extra, there's a fair chance that the cost will wipe out any benefit from increased yield.
OK, that was my big idea. What do you and Mum suggest?
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's just it. There really isn't a simple answer.
Oh, man.
I know.
This must be what dying's like.
I think I am dead.
You're a numpty running in their boots.
Agreed.
Why did you not just gee up?
I couldn't.
I wish you had then. I could have stopped quicker.
I kept going because I didn't want us to stop being mates.
Your friend you are.
I know. I didn't think properly.
Hannah deserves some respect.
I do respect her.
Aye. Pounced on her just because she happened to share the same front door. How lazy is that?
Her choice as much as mine.
She deserves better than that, Tom. Seeing you were just getting back in the game.
I wish I hadn't put it like that.
I wish you hadn't done lots of things.
What I regret the most is... It's not picking up how you still felt about her.
I'm no bothered about me. It's Hannah. She deserves to be treated better.
You were really hurt on Friday. I've never seen you that way before.
Oh, I was just having an afty, that's all.
It was more than that, Jazz.
Oh, no much. Just I had the weekend ahead of me and I fancy to see her. Told you she'd be about as welcome as ringworm. Well, so I was a bit cranky for 5 minutes.
You've been mad with me ever since.
Well... You deserved it, you numpty.
I'm not denying it.
So don't run away with the idea I'm moping after Hannah. Plenty of other lasses interested in me.
So, we don't have to fall out over it. Now, if Hannah doesn't mean that much to you, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
You still ought to treat her right.
yet. But we can still be friends.
Aye. If it shuts you up.
Great.
Only because I need my breath to get to the tea room. There's a chocolate donut crying out for my attention.
I'll buy it for you.
Can if you like. All I've had is one lousy energy bar. Tasted a grit. Only make it two donuts, eh? My belly thinks my mouth's been on holiday.
I should have realised sooner how difficult it was getting.
You have been quite busy, Pip, looking after a newborn.
You must have noticed we didn't have any silage bales left.
That's what I'm saying. I did eventually, just not as soon as I should have done.
We didn't have any choice. We had to start buffer feeding in July, carried on right the way through August.
But at least we haven't touched the main clam.
We don't want to open that yet.
Well, surely it's an option, Mum. If we can boost production with our own forage instead of buying in, all the extra litres will be profitable.
That's true.
If we start using silage from the main clamp now and get any kind of hard winter...
Yeah, remember last year?
If it's anything like that again, we'll run out long before we can turn the herd out onto the grass.
Okay, it's a bit of a gamble.
It's more than a bit. Imagine prices by then if everyone else is running short of feed.
We're not opening the clamp yet. We can't risk another bad year on top of this one.
So what do we do?
We hope we come up with something this afternoon by putting all our heads together.
I really would like to find a way to resolve it now instead of storing up trouble for the future.
Oh. Well, I can't think of anything I haven't already suggested.
Me neither.
Oh, is that it? Are you just giving up, Josh?
No, I've just remembered I had promised to see someone this afternoon. AFM business. And since we're only going round in circles, you don't mind, do you?
Well, it doesn't look like we've got a choice.
I won't be long.
And remember, you've still got to get your stuff out the barn today or tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry, I will. All right, see you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was helpful.
I don't remember him saying he got to see someone this afternoon.
But he's up to something.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
How can you tell?
He's Josh. There's always something. Didn't you see his face when you said you wanted this sorted out now?
No.
A little light bulb flashed over his head.
So what is he up to?
How much longer?
Be patient, Rory.
I'm starving, Dad.
I assume Martin will give us the nod to go in a minute.
Jenny always had the food ready on time.
Oh, a lot of things were different when we ran the chute.
He didn't even say hello to me this morning.
Hmm?
Martin.
What do you expect? A lowly beater like you.
Wouldn't have killed him.
You do know you won't be sitting with the guns in the barn.
I don't want to. Where's the fun in being stuck with the boffs?
Boffs?
Boring old farts.
Oh, thank you, Rory.
Not you, Dad. Most of the time.
How flattering.
Martin. Ira, Andrew Eagleton, you know, that lot.
Yeah.
Droning on about shot sizes and how many poor countries they've bought since breakfast.
They can't be a trifle dry. That's why I'm glad Jenny's joining me for lunch. She should be here soon.
Oh, bring her over to the beaters' table. We have all the best crack.
Quite possibly. I don't know how Will's kept you in line this morning. Thought he was taking quite a risk inviting the Button girls.
No, Molly and Tilly are cool.
Well, I must catch up with him. He's left me a couple of messages this week.
How did you get on in President's? You bag many?
I didn't really have my eye in.
Well, we sent plenty of birds over.
Oh, it was a decent enough drive. And to be fair to Martin, we were well set up. No, everything's gone smoothly enough this morning.
Except letting me die of starvation.
Oh, there he is. Will!
All right, Brian?
When you got a moment?
Yeah, yeah, give me 2 seconds.
No rush.
You know, when he phoned you, I've a feeling he might want to talk about me.
Oh, why? What have you done?
You've done well, all of you. I mean, you could have said, it's half term, I'll have a week off, stay at home and stuff my face with chocolate. That's what I nearly did. But instead, you came to try some challenges and do some exercises that will help when we start normal classes again next week. So well done. And well done your parents for bringing you. Who knows? They might even give you some chocolate when you get home. Yay! Now, Ray, and give yourselves a round of applause. See you next week.
Enjoy that, Henry.
It was great.
I can't believe how far you got your legs to stretch.
No, it's all right. You don't have to show me again. Darling, I heard Lee congratulate you on how hard you were trying.
He's brilliant. I really like him.
Yeah, I think everyone does. Now, since you change your shoes, we can go home.
Excuse me, everybody. I forgot. I need some help tidying up. Any volunteers?
Henry, what about your shoes?
Won't be long.
You're an idiot. A complete idiot, Rory.
Yes, I am.
I'd have left it with the telling off if he'd have stayed on home farmland.
Can't believe you've been so stupid.
Sorry.
But once I knew he'd been on the road, well, I thought I had to tell you.
No, you've done exactly the right thing, Will. Joyriding in Spitfire. Have you no sense at all?
I really am sorry.
Well, the birds must have been terrified.
Well, I got them back eventually. I was more worried in case the boys had an accident.
Boys? I think I can guess who was Rory's partner in crime.
You'll have to speak to him about that.
Well? I'm the only one to blame.
Luckily, I weren't banking on Spitfire for today.
Well, just as well. You've got enough on your plate as it is, keeping Martin happy.
Well, he's in my ear the whole time. He would have pegged out with me if I'd have let him.
Yeah, he does like to micromanage.
Oh, he's on at me about next week already.
Oh.
Lateef's bringing a lot of his pals from the city.
Well, there'll be some serious money around them, won't there?
Well, he says I've got to pick the best drives for them, make sure there are plenty of birds in each one. What does he think I do all day? Play hopscotch?
You see the pressure Will's under?
Yes, Dad, I'm so sorry.
I wish you were still running things, Brian.
But I think they're serving lunch.
Rory!
Just in case you and Will are hungry.
This is serious, young man. It's one thing messing about in cars on the farm. It's quite another going out onto the road.
I know.
Then creating havoc for poor Will.
I really am sorry, Will.
Well, I've said my piece. The matter's closed as far as I'm concerned.
Well, not quite yet. I want you to hang on to Rory's beater's fee for the day.
Oh.
Well, I can't do that.
Well, it's not for yourself. Donated to a good cause.
Oh.
You'll be doing both of us a service.
You're sure?
Yes. And that way, the lesson might just sink in. Hey, Rory?
Yes, Father.
Good. Jenny, darling. If that's settled, there's no need to say anything to Jenny, is there?
Okay, Brian.
Fine by me.
Where have you been? I was starting to think you'd got lost.
Henry, over here, please. That's it. Thank you.
That was very naughty of you, Henry. Pushing Kira out of the way.
I think Henry knows it was wrong, don't you? Can you remember who I asked to collect the mitts?
Kira.
That's right, because she volunteered first. And it looks like she's making a good job of it. I know, and it's good to want to help.
I'm so sorry, Lee.
That's all right. We've talked about this before, haven't we, Henry? How everyone in class is part of a team, and how we all work together.
Yes.
Spider-Man's your favourite superhero, isn't he?
Henry?
Yes.
When Spider-Man's on a mission, fighting Thanos or Electro, do you think he'd push a friend out the way?
No.
Why not?
They wouldn't like him.
That's right. Because he needs his friends to help beat the bad guys, doesn't he? And we all need each other in here if we're going to learn our katas and punches and kicks properly. That's why we always have to show each other respect, not just shove other people out of the way. Hey, hey, it's okay. No need for tears. We all mess up sometimes.
It's all right, Henry.
Go and say sorry to Kira and we'll forget all about it.
It's not you, Lee. He's like this at school sometimes. Look, I'd better take him home. But I'll make sure he understands what he's done wrong. Come on, Henry. Get your shoes.
Want to try the damson gin, Jenny?
Oh.
Oh, you don't have to. Ira recommended it. I was telling him and Martin how well everything's gone so far. Through gritted teeth.
Hope you suggested bigger tables next time. So that latecomers aren't stuck by themselves in the corner.
I was too busy heaping fake praise on the chicken and leek pie. Thought I'd better say something positive to them.
Oh, at least lunch hasn't been a complete disaster.
No. Pam's done all right, hasn't she?
Yeah, well, she's chosen her caterers astutely. Well,
apparently, the damson gin's homemade.
Mm.
Ooh. It's rather medicinal.
Well, I think I'll leave it then.
Were you late because of Lillian?
Yes. She was telling me what's happening at Mum's.
Oh, when's Christine leaving the Laurels?
It's in a couple of weeks. Fortunately, Lillian says that the plans to fit all the necessary aids and adaptations and things are finally taking shape. And, of course, there's a lot of work to do on the new downstairs cloakroom.
Yeah, well, I hope whoever's doing it's got claw-proof skin.
Mum will just have to keep Hilda out of the way.
It's easier said than done.
And then I ran into Ruth, and she's like everyone else, worried about running out of silage over the winter.
Oh, yeah, well, plenty of us in the same boat.
Mm. She says it's got the whole family scratching their heads.
Homemade or not, that's as much as I can manage.
You've just got to think carefully about drinks for a shoot. They have to complement the menu and the weather.
And leave you in a fit state to handle a gun afterwards.
Yes. I used to enjoy preparing the lunches.
Oh, excellent they were too, darling.
This is all very well presented, but it feels, well, rather...
rubbish.
I was going to say corporate.
I haven't enjoyed today at all, to be honest.
No.
Well, seeing Will run everything through Martin, not being asked for an opinion once, I felt entirely peripheral.
Yeah, well, quite literally, in terms of where we're sitting.
That's why I told Martin and Ira about my video conference with Debbie this afternoon.
Oh, I didn't know you'd arranged one.
I haven't.
Oh, that's a shame. I'd have loved to have talked to her.
That gives me the perfect excuse to bow out now, before everyone sets off for Longwood.
Are you coming back with me, then?
Yes. Once I've had a quick word with Rory.
I'll make some lunch for you and Jack in a moment, once you show me you understand why you are in trouble.
But Lee doesn't like me.
No, that's silly, Henry. You know that's not true. He didn't ask Kira to tidy up because he likes her more than you.
Yes, he does.
That's simply not true.
Nobody ever chooses me.
Darling, we've talked about this before.
Never.
It's nothing like what happened a long time ago.
It is. Daddy didn't want me, and Lee doesn't.
Listen, Henry. Lee's a teacher, a very good teacher. And that's not the same as being a daddy. He has to be fair to a lot of children all at once, so sometimes he'll ask Kira or Billy or one of the others to do something that you want to do, but that's not because he doesn't like you. He's just giving everyone a fair turn. Do you understand?
Yes.
Really?
Can I have a sausage sandwich?
I can't hang around, Dad. The trailer's setting off for Longwood any minute.
Rory, you're not going anywhere till we're quite clear. Joyriding is a mug's game.
Totally, I get that.
And especially in the farm car. You could have wrecked it. I'll have to tell Andy and Adam to be more careful with the keys in future.
Don't blame them. It's my fault.
And apart from anything else, it was extremely embarrassing having to apologise to Will for your antics.
I know. We shouldn't have gone anywhere near Spitfire.
You were with Ben, I assume. Well?
I can't tell you, Dad.
What?
I'm sorry. Look, it wasn't his fault anyway. It was mine.
Well, you might have behaved like an idiot. At least you're a loyal idiot.
Hey. That's almost a compliment.
Well, it was highly irresponsible and reckless.
You know me, Dad. I'm young and immature.
Age is no excuse for what you got up to.
No.
Might not believe it. I still remember the first time I tore around a field in a battered old jalopy. And I was a good deal younger than you, as a matter of fact.
But did you have a man with a red flag walking in front?
Watch it. I'm not that old.
I know I was stupid, Dad. I should have stayed well away from Will's roosting trees.
Well, as long as you realise that.
I do. And, thanks for not saying anything to Jenny.
I can't see the point.
She'd only get in a sweat.
How many are we waiting for?
Well, make sure you don't give us any more reasons to worry about you.
I won't. It looks like we're nearly ready.
Now, hold on a second. I imagine it'll be hard staying motivated if you're not being paid anything this afternoon.
Oh, it'll still be a laugh. Tilly does an amazing impersonation of Pam Gibson.
You might as well have this.
Well, are you sure? I kind of deserve not getting paid.
No. I'm calm down now. I don't want to be too hard on you.
Well, cool. Thanks.
Rory!
Now, get going.
Okay. Thanks again, Dad.
And don't make me regret it, will you?
How did I do?
7 out of 10.
Is that all, Ruth?
You never get much in the corners.
The straw blower isn't designed for corners.
Well, you aren't the greatest at using it.
Cheek. You got another fork anywhere? Oh, yeah, here we are.
Looking at the forecast, David, what do you think? Saturday, Sunday?
What, for keeping the herd in full time?
Oh, there's only a day or two's bite left in lower parks.
Well, I guess Sunday's as far as we can stretch it.
Then we'll have to start the meter running on their winter feed.
Whatever we use to supplement the clamp is going to be pricey. Even with Josh's best efforts.
Well, that really was thinking outside the box.
I have no idea what goes through that boy's head sometimes.
Maybe we can offer some of it to the cast with a cup of tea tonight.
Tonight?
Linda's first rehearsal. I reminded you at breakfast.
Oh, blimey, I must be going doolally.
How will we notice the difference?
Same thing happened with the pickup.
What?
First job this morning, filling up. I actually took it to the tank before I saw the gauge was full anyway. I must have done it already and forgotten.
You're losing your marbles.
Didn't have many to start with.
David?
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Any chance of looking at the telehandler?
Yep, don't worry, haven't forgotten. I'm bringing it over tomorrow.
About the only thing he hasn't forgotten lately.
Hello, Ruth.
What do you need to see?
How high it goes. And the actors for the Halloween event would love to be able to use it next to the treetop walk, if it's suitable.
Yeah, sure. They do know how to operate it.
Well, Jez, their director, he seems to have done every job going. He's used them, and cherry pickers and such like before. He seemed confident, and he has all the certificates.
Are they performing tonight?
No, tomorrow and Saturday. But I was in Ambridge anyway and thought it best to check.
Yeah, happy to show you.
Oh, thanks, David.
We loved Spookalicious Gardens yesterday.
Did you?
The lights and sounds were fantastic.
Yeah, especially round the lake.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Though it was rather wasted on Rosie.
She was asleep most of the time.
Oh.
But Pip was very impressed by Bert.
He makes a wonderful troll.
Yeah.
We were much better off going to you than the Bull's Halloween quiz, by all accounts.
Eddie said it was a bit of a washout.
I'll have to get a move on. We start again in a little while.
OK, we'll look at the telehandler now.
Are you out of your mind, Josh?
Ah.
You've completely lost the plot.
No, I haven't.
Will you excuse us for a moment, Elizabeth?
How could you? Single second, for a nanosecond, that this was the way to solve our feed problem.
I got it for a fantastic price.
You actually paid for this? A heap of smashed biscuits and old bread.
And cereal bars.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference. It's a rat's banquet.
No, this was just how it was delivered. I'm going to store it properly.
Don't bother. There's no way we're feeding mouldy bourbon creams to our dairy herd.
They're not mouldy.
Have you never heard of acidosis?
It's not all we're going to give them, sis.
They're not having any of it. It goes completely against our feed philosophy. Do Mum and Dad know about this?
They saw it being delivered.
Hey.
So you hadn't actually discussed it with them first?
We were as surprised as you are, Pip.
What were you thinking?
Will you stop being so snotty, Pip? It took me half of yesterday tracking this down.
You actually went looking for stale biscuits?
There's more to it than that, Pip.
It came from a friend you know through AFM, didn't it?
Yeah, the son of an independent dealer. Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Who sells bakery waste as feed.
Pip has got a point.
No, she hasn't.
Where's Rosie?
With Ben.
It would have been nice to run it past us first.
I didn't have time. He could let me have half a bulk load, but only if I said yes at once.
Did you offer any magic beans as well?
That's not very helpful.
David, the telehandler.
Oh, yeah.
Only I'm up against the clock.
Right.
I think this is Linda's cast starting to arrive.
Oh, no.
Did you sort out some heating in the barn?
Not yet, no.
Look, it doesn't matter. You know how high the treetop walk is. Will the telehandler reach it?
Should do. Shouldn't it, Josh?
Yeah, easily.
Well, in that case, I'll get off. I really do need to get back.
Well, you could send everyone to look at Josh's biscuit mountain if they want to see a real horror show.
I do wish Linda would hurry up.
Aye, it's freezing in here.
I don't see why a mere read-through has to take place in the barn.
Here, Jim, check who's earwigging Custy and Lillian.
Nathan Booth.
She can't have cast him, can she?
Quite a risk if she has.
He sets Doug howling every time he opens his gub.
His voice is certainly an acquired taste.
He was there last night and all. I don't know how he wangled an invite.
To what, Jessel?
Fallon's board games night, I tell you.
Oh, yes. The unpleasantness of Kamchatka.
I've never seen MD nearly have a scrap or a game of risk.
Indeed.
Apart from that, it was bra. She says she'll do more in the future.
I thought Fallon would be here this evening.
Nah, she's doing costumes, no acting this year.
Oh.
So she's excused turning blue on a manky old bench this evening.
Lucky girl.
I'll show you where to put it, David.
Oh, here we go then.
At the front, please. Next to my chair.
Righto, Linda.
Though, of course, a single heater is a poor defence against penetrating damp.
Yeah, yeah. I meant to get everything ready earlier, but it's been very hectic.
Never mind, David. We can close our eyes to the cobwebs and grubby sacks for 1 week.
Well, you should have seen it before Josh took his gear out.
Yes, well, we can put up with a certain amount of grime at a read-through.
OK, that's it going. All right to dive off?
Oh, I was hoping you could stay for the whole evening.
Oh.
Well, yes. As the rehearsal progresses, I'll need input on how we're going to light the show, where we can stage each tale, how our audience can best be accommodated. There are 101 details I need to discuss.
Can't you do it with Ruth?
Oh, no. Not while she's wearing her Chaucer's hat. We mustn't have her stepping out of role, must we?
No,
it's completely unthinkable. That's why I need you here.
Oh, all right.
Well, now Rex and Ed have arrived. She appears to be the only person missing. Where is she, David?
Oh, she won't be long. Just sorting out a bit of farm business.
I'm not leaving until I'm sure you're not going to be spending the rest of the evening bickering.
It's not my fault Pip can't face reality.
It's not my fault you don't understand teamwork.
Your dad and I appreciate you acted with the best of intentions, Josh. Mm. But Pip has a point about not feeding the herd substandard rations.
They're not substandard if we use them properly.
What we've decided, we will use the bakery waste mixed in with chopped straw and some high-protein silage.
Yeah. That's sort of what I had in mind.
It should make a balanced ration.
At a reasonable price.
But it's still not ideal.
Which will feed to the Herefords, freeing up more silage for the dairy herd, who won't have any of the bakery waste. Is that all right?
Yeah. Win-win.
Well, I suppose it makes the best of a bad job.
Excellent. Now I need to be in Canterbury.
Have fun, Mum.
I'll try.
Yeah, good luck with it.
See? You were getting worked up about nothing.
Is that really what you're taking away from this, Josh?
Yes.
Not maybe talk to the rest of the family before you spend our money?
When you see an opportunity, you've got to grab it. That's what I call a real farm philosophy.
I'm so sorry, Linda.
It doesn't matter, Ruth. You're only a few minutes late.
Shall I close the door?
Aye, before any merry my toes drop off.
Yes, we'll make sure we're a little warmer next week, won't we?
I've saved a seat for you here, love.
And that's something else we could do with next week, something to sit on. But otherwise, I'm sure we're all very grateful to David and Ruth for letting us use their barn.
Our pleasure.
So, for anyone who doesn't know, Ruth is going to be our very own Geoffrey Chaucer.
I didn't think you were staying.
She says I've got to. Sorry.
Now, like Chaucer's pilgrims gathered at the Tabard Inn in Southwark, we have assembled to start our own special journey. So allow me to welcome everyone, or rather, good day, everychon.
Bless you.
Our rehearsal journey will take us deep into the past, not back to muddy misconceptions of the Middle Ages at a time of ignorance and squalor, but showing Chaucer's world as it truly was, a place that celebrated commerce, the creation of the university and courtly love, a world of philosophy, faith and ribald humour, as we shall see.
Linda!
Yes, Jim?
Any chance of moving the heater a little this way? Must be warmer outside than it is in here.
Sorry, I meant to get some heating in earlier.
I'm afraid for safety reasons, Jim, once we start moving round and so on, it's best staying exactly where it is.
Oh, there's a surprise.
As I was saying, we want to celebrate the intellectual and artistic wealth of Chaucer's time, so that each performance of the tales will be a celebration. The pilgrim's entrance will be lit by flaming torches.
I'm afraid you'll have to put those out before you get to the farm.
Yeah, well before the fuel store.
Yes, all right. We've agreed that, David. It was only an idea. Perhaps we won't use them at all. Anyway, we want the performances to go well, so perhaps the next step, other than mentioning that we're still looking for help backstage, if you know anyone who might be interested, please tell myself or Robert. And since everyone knows the role they've been chosen for, and I want you off the book ASAP so we can get the most out of each rehearsal, two tales per week, I'll Well, I'll start handing scripts out. And let you have a first glance at my humble efforts to bring Chaucer's immortal tales to dramatic life. Jibs.
Thank you.
Jazzer?
Sir, listen then. Who's Nathan playing?
Ah, yes, well, I've decided he'll be perfect as the blacksmith in the Miller's Tale.
It's written in modern English.
But of course it is, Jim. We want to draw our audience in, not drive them away.
Nathan in the cast, still up to the barn with that wine of his.
Ah, well, you see, the beauty of the blacksmith's role is he doesn't actually say anything.
Smart.
Although he does have some very important clanging to do, which I'm sure Nathan will enjoy greatly. It's all right, Susan. I'm coming to you.
How disappointing.
What? You want to do the clanging?
She's ducked using Middle English. I thought the Christmas production might have a little intellectual fibre for once.
Don't fast, Jim. When Linda gets gone in rehearsal, she might as well be speaking a different language.
Well done for putting her right about the torches again.
You can't afford to leave an inch of doubt with Linda.
No. Hey, how did it go with Josh and Pip?
We got there in the end. They finally accepted our idea.
Oh, peace has broken out.
Can you pass the phone back to Emma?
So, apart from being stuck in here for the next hour or so, it's not been a bad day.
Oh, we've made some progress with the feed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good to see Elizabeth focused on her work again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
She actually had some zip about her this evening.
I think that's the first conversation we've had in ages where she hasn't mentioned Freddy at all.
Halloween's given us something else to think about.
Exactly what she needed.
Well, perhaps we can actually start to relax a little. Much more her old self, wasn't she?
David and Ruth, a bit of hush, please.
Oh, sorry. No, it's only Linda we've got to worry about.
Haven't been to these gardens for ages.
We always mean to visit more.
Oh, blimey!
That's getting me scared now.
God, that made Abby jump out of her skin.
Where is she, White?
Oh, getting her face painted.
Oh, there was a big queue when we looked.
Well, she's determined to be a zombie.
Lovely.
Wouldn't let me wait with her. Had to be Kirsty.
Oh, Kirsty's here and all.
Half of Borsetshire, as far as I can see.
Really is frightful family fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Kieran and George are loving it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, where have your mob got to, Emma?
Ed took him to Dracula's Den while I queued for some marshmallows. We're meeting up at the treetop walk.
Oh, yeah, we're doing the same.
Oh, hey, do you want one?
Oh, no, thanks. I have enough sweet stuff already.
Oh, they smell gorgeous. Evening, Elizabeth.
Hi. Enjoying yourselves?
It is fantastic. The kids are loving it.
Abby really enjoyed the treasure trail.
Oh, well, everyone seems to be having a good time.
It's a decent crowd.
Mmm.
We're on our way to see, what is it? Attack of the Mummy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's meant to be fabulous.
Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, Geraldine said that this is the actor's first night?
Yeah. There was a glitch at rehearsals. My brother, bless him, was a bit late bringing some equipment, so it'll be a first for me as well.
George and Kiru loved the witches flitting round the orange room.
Oh, the masks are terrific, aren't they? Now, I've one or two things to see to you, so...
George pretends he's too old to be scared, but you should have just seen his face when one of them slid out the bushes.
Uh-huh.
That gave me a shock and all.
Well, as long as you're having fun...
Oh, yeah, no, it's great, but you get on, Elizabeth.
If you don't mind. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, will do.
Hey, do we have to go up on the walk to watch it?
No. The audience stays on the ground and looks up.
Oh, that's a relief. Kira can be funny with height. Oh,
Kirsty asked about that when we got here.
We all came together?
Yeah, Abby invited her. She's got a thing. Doesn't like to see me going out on the own.
Aww.
Well, Hayley's with Luke now, isn't she? Guess Abby feels sorry for me.
Kids do feel these things, don't they?
Yeah. She needn't worry much longer. Lexi's flying home on Wednesday.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, too right. I mean, it's okay Skyping and WhatsApping, but...
Ain't the same, though, is it?
There's only so much you can say to a screen.
It'd be nice to have her back.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Did you find something in the end?
Yes, some clothes racks in one of the garages.
Oh, yes.
Jess hung some cloth over them on the walk. Now they can do a quick change behind.
Excellent.
And where are we with pumpkins?
We had just enough for the workshop tonight.
Oh, what about tomorrow?
So I've put another order in.
Will it get here in time?
Oh, it's all in hand. I'll make sure it does.
Thanks, Geraldine. I thought the first two nights were busy, but this is crazy, isn't it?
The start of the weekend and Attack of the Mummy. What's not to like?
That's right. After the tiny hiccup with the original group, things couldn't have gone any better, could they? Everyone seems to be really enjoying themselves.
Right, dab of Oppo. Oppo?
Got it. Yeah.
Not bad.
We have drift.
Oh, nice.
Hold on.
Good work.
See, that's how you handle a pickup, Ross. What?
Just still a tad tame.
You're only jealous because you're useless at handling it.
Not the pickup, the field.
Stop moaning, you gerbil. You stopped us using your dad's 4x4.
We can't risk that again for a while.
So it's our pickup and Brookfield land.
Well, most nights that's cool. But for a last sesh before I'm back in lockdown at school...
We're doing okay. Let's go round again. What are you thinking?
The big dips behind leaders?
What? No.
Why not? Too deep and scary for you.
This baby will handle the hollows, don't worry about that.
So?
It's getting there.
How about we drive there?
On the road?
Well, unless this has got wings instead of a spare.
What if someone sees us?
Like who?
Will, or anyone.
Anyone with night vision. It's pitch dark.
It's too risky.
Leaders is like 2 minutes away.
More like five.
There's no one to see us. Everyone's gone to Lower Loxley. Come on, Ben. Give me a send-off to remember. Swap over. I'll get us there if you like.
No! My wheels. I'm driving.
Ed says they'll be on their way any minute, as soon as they've collected their chocolate fangs.
Maybe I should give Kirsty a ring.
I did warn you. It was a big cue for the face painting.
Yeah, you're right. She knows we're meeting by the information board. No sense in pestering her.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll keep our eyes open.
Heck of a crowd.
Yeah.
Must be the best Lower Loxley's done since they lost their licence.
Yeah, no wonder Elizabeth looks so pleased.
Dad's not getting any better then?
He would do if he took better care of himself. Mum says he keeps trying to do jobs in the house.
It's no use.
Yeah, she found him yesterday trying to lug a full bin out.
It's not very sensible with a bad back.
Yeah, he don't seem to get the message.
Is he taking anything for it?
Yeah. Whenever Mum says he should rest, he comes back with the doctor told him to keep moving.
Oh.
That doesn't mean taking the bins out or unblocking the drains, does it?
No.
And he's desperate to get back to work.
It'll just make things worse if you do that too soon.
I understand why he's worried. It wouldn't be so bad if he had someone reliable for a deputy.
I thought Hannah was pretty good at her job.
Yeah, well, some people seem to think so.
Oh, right.
Ooh, there's lights coming up on the walk.
Where have they got to?
Ed! Kira! George! Hurry up, it's just about to start.
I know from experience they're likely to ask for cash in hand. We're not to give them any.
No.
Actors can be very needy about fees, but if they don't declare it, it puts us in an awkward spot.
I'll make sure we get a proper invoice.
And the same applies to the face painting.
Right.
Although I've agreed Susie can have an advance to cover costs for tomorrow. She had to stop doing werewolves early tonight.
Oh, well, I'll see her before she goes.
Thanks. And we need to run through volunteers to supervise the treasure trail tomorrow night.
Elizabeth. We're missing it. Hmm? Attack of the Mummy.
Oh, gosh, are we?
It's gone 8 o'clock.
Already?
So, shall we have a look?
Oh, absolutely. Come on, hurry up.
Anything your side?
No, go, go, go.
It's weird. Like, no one about.
It's perfect. But hit the gas, Ben. Here we go. Fury Road to the Citadel. Come on, Captain Sensible.
This is fast enough.
The quicker we get to leaders, the less chance of being seen. But there's nothing round the corner.
How do you know?
You'd see the light. Stop twitching over the brakes. I can run faster than this.
Okay.
Whoa, watch it.
I didn't see it. What did we just hit, Rose?
That's just sick.
That is disgusting.
Oi, mind out. Don't start shoving back. Careful. There's children here.
Ed. Take George. Hey, Kira. Here, hold my hand.
Just watch where you're going, will you?
Roy, what's going on?
Well, didn't you see it?
No.
It's a total nightmare.
What?
Up on the telehandler.
Oh. That's horrible.
Just careful. Someone's going to get crushed.
Geraldine, why is everyone moving away?
Look. Oh, that's not a real person. It's a dummy.
Yeah, they wrapped him in bandages, then let him drop. I've got to find Abby.
It's very realistic, dangling down like that.
Kirsty, where are you?
Oh, no. No. Jess should have said something. No wonder everyone's going crazy.
We're in luck.
No, we're not.
Well, it hasn't hit the bumper. There's no blood.
It's dead.
Well, yes, that's a pity, but you'd be dead if it had made a dent.
It's not a joke.
I know it's not. We didn't want to hit anything. At least it's only a badger.
I didn't see it. I totally lost control.
No, you didn't, mate. You aced it, staying on the road. There's no real harm done.
Don't you get it? That could have been someone's dog, or even a child.
You want to get over to the car park, fast.
Why?
Well, if you don't do something now, real trouble's going to kick off.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to leave Kirsty and Abby, but I had to tell you, everyone's going mad. This isn't what they came for.
Oh, I know.
But half of them are baying for Elizabeth's blood. The rest are hammering their phones, telling everyone what's happened.
I'll go over now. We'll have to promise refunds.
Refunds? After a horror show like that? You'll have to do more than that. I mean, what were you and Elizabeth thinking?
Well, we had no idea it was going to be so gruesome. The group just said it was some sort of illusion.
You didn't check it was suitable for children?
They seemed to think it was.
You never actually saw it yourself?
We didn't have the chance, Roy.
Oh, the actors must be out of their minds. I mean, yeah, it started all right. A bloke finding a mummy's tomb, opening it up, taking a diamond out. I mean, that was okay.
Well, that's what we thought it was all like.
Yeah, but then the mummy comes to life, strangles the archaeologist. That's bad enough. But wrapping him up in bandages and letting him drop. I mean, I thought it was a terrible accident. A real person getting hanged.
We had no idea.
And that was before they got to the worst part.
I thought you'd gone, Roy.
Kirsty's bringing Abby round in the car.
Roy thinks we should see what's happening in the car park.
Does he?
Yeah. You need to calm everyone down. And fast.
Thanks, but it's all right, Roy. Geraldine and I have got everything under control.
Yeah, I hope you have. Honestly, you need to go and talk to them.
Good night, Roy, and thanks again.
Why is he acting like he still works here?
He's only trying to help, so... we need to get over there, start offering refunds.
Refunds?
We have to.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
What else can we do? Can't you see how angry everyone is?
Oh, there are always a few grumblers.
A few?
Yeah, I've just been talking to a couple of boys who absolutely loved it.
What?
They said it's the best thing they've ever seen. I'm sure Freddie would have thought the same.
Elizabeth, it's been a total disaster.
Hardly. I admit, perhaps we should have given some kind of warning, but I am not going to let one little glitch spoil a marvellous evening.
Is this where you're riding?
Sorry?
I couldn't leave without seeing you. You should be ashamed of yourself, Elizabeth.
What?
Kira is in bits, and so are most of the other kids.
We are so sorry. Oh,
come on, it wasn't that bad.
No?
We didn't really see it all, though, did we?
Call that family friendly. A mummy hanging in midair, its mask coming off and blood gushing out of its eyes. I was nearly sick myself.
Ooh.
It was disgusting. So don't kid yourself it weren't that bad, Elizabeth. It was awful. And I promise you, you ain't heard the last of it.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Tina Dehealy, and alongside Matthew Price, we host the Beyond Today podcast from the BBC. Each weekday, we will tackle some of the biggest news stories with help from some of the best and most informed journalists in the BBC. This is the news podcast that jumps right in to give you that little bit more. So make sure you head over to the BBC Sounds app and search for Beyond Today and subscribe. If you'd like to join in the chat, make sure you use our hashtag BBC Beyond.